From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports for the Times Union that more than 2 years after mechanic Harold Handy was badly beaten during a July 4th party at the Kinderhook home of a Columbia County Sheriff's deputy, jury selection is set to begin November 28th in the trial of his alleged assailant. Deputy Kelly Rosenstrach, her husband, former gym owner Alex Rosenstrach, IRS agent Brian Haig, and contractor Corey Gaylord are indicted on gang assault charges in the case, which sent Handy to the hospital in the early hours of July 5, 2020. Columbia County Judge Richard Kowiek dismissed the top charges against all four in December 2021, but each of them still faces a felony charge of unlawful imprisonment as well as various misdemeanors. The trial will begin Monday, then recess for December 8th and 9th before resuming on December 12th. According to Paul D. Rohannesson II, Haig's attorney, Handy's then-fiancé alleged in a deposition that Alex Rosenstrach punched Handy 3 times in the face and put him in a chokehold after the mechanic tried to participate in a martial arts demonstration at the party. As Handy and his fiancé tried to leave the party, Alex Rosenstrach attacks the man again. According to the deposition, several partygoers allegedly joined Rosenstrach in beating Handy, and Kelly Rosenstrach warned Handy's fiancé not to call the police. Handy's fiancé was eventually allowed to call paramedics who arrived at the party with on-duty sheriff's deputies. The deposition was given under oath, but counsel for the defendants were not able to challenge her account. In a recent interview, D. Rohannesson said on the night of the assault, his client was, and I quote, clearly acting in response to a threat, end quote, adding that Haig was not present for many of the alleged events that night. Handy claimed his injuries required surgery to insert a metal plate into his face, but the DA's office was never able to produce the medical documents to substantiate the claim. That led to Kowiek's dismissal of the top counts as charged by the grand jury. The charge of unlawful imprisonment, if proven, carries a maximum sentence of 4 years in prison. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Robin K. Cooper is reporting for the Albany Business Review. Redburn Property Services, a construction arm of the prolific regional developer by the same name, has been sued by 4 black laborers over allegations of systemic discrimination. The workers claim Redburn and 5 supervisors nicknamed them the, and I quote, felony crew, end quote, and regularly referred to them using racial slurs. Tony Gentry, Joseph Sherman, Abdullah McPherson, and Shaquem Taylor claim they were denied promotions, paid lower wages than white co-workers, and were often not paid for all of their work. Hired at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, the men alleged Redburn foremen and supervisors denied them masks, respirators, and other gear, despite ordering them to work at dusty and hazardous construction sites. The 4 plaintiffs are seeking unpaid wages as well as damages for harassment, discrimination, and unlawful termination, as well as compensatory and punitive damages. Jeff Buell, a principal of Redburn Development Partners, said the company is taking the complaint seriously. Buell wrote in a letter last week, and I quote, "The allegations in the complaint are incredibly difficult to read and fly in the face of our core values. We have immediately launched an internal investigation, but given the seriousness of the allegations, we are in the process of engaging outside counsel to conduct an independent investigation. Our company and its leaders remain committed to a workplace free of harassment and discrimination," end quote. Besides Redburn Property Services, other defendants named in the lawsuit are supervisors and foremen Eric Smith, Chris Colwell, Justin Kramer, Michael Levett, and John Barnes. Redburn Property Services is the construction and property management arm of Redburn Development Partners, one of the largest real estate developers in the region. Redburn was responsible for the $10 million conversion of the former Candle Factory on Cross Street in Hudson's First Ward. transforming it into the 55-room hotel called The Wick. Read more about this story at bizjournals.com. David Lee is reporting for the Columbia paper. The retirement of one of the most celebrated caisson horses of the U.S. Army was announced November 11th at the Equine Advocates Rescue and Sanctuary in Chatham. Sergeant York served for 25 years as the rideless horse for military funerals at Arlington National Cemetery, including services for former President Ronald Reagan and General Colin Powell. A citation marking the occasion was composed by Governor Kathy Hochul and read out by the Equine Advocates President and founder, Susan Wagner. Columbia County Veterans Service Agency Director Gary Flattery also spoke. The caisson platoon is part of the 3rd Infantry. The horses chosen must have imperturbable temperament and be black or gray in color. Born in 1991, Sergeant York is a standard-bred racehorse who had a brief racing career under the name Alibor Jules before joining the Army in 1997. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a happy holiday.